Or you just go right into prayer?
Go right into prayer.
Okay. If you don't mind, you could pray for Turner Road. We're going through some difficult times right now. Pray that the Lord would minister to hearts and that he would lead us in the way that he would have us to go. Also, my oldest son, Nathan, who's almost two, not quite 2 years old, he is, for the most part, a very healthy, happy little boy, but he's always had this rough breathing sound since he was born, and he's had pneumonia about three times already, and so he's been on antibiotics three times and chest x-rays, and so the doctor wants to eliminate cystic fibrosis, which is a mucousy in the lungs disease, and so he's going for a test on Wednesday to see if he has this disease. So obviously we're praying that it's nothing serious, but that the Lord's will be done. So you could pray for that. And also my back. I tend to kind of go back and forth, and today was a really bad day. So I think it's partly my fault. I think when I exercise, I have fewer issues with my back. And ever since I've been married and kids, I haven't found a lot of time to exercise. So, but you could be in prayer for that. I was thinking about what a wonderful thing it is to serve the true and living God. And I think sometimes I forget. You get caught up in life and the affairs of this world, even things with the chapel, and we can forget, I can forget, that the God that we serve is the one true and living God. And in Psalm chapter 115, if you'd like to turn there, talks about other gods. And we live in a time where there are a lot of different religions, there's a lot of different thoughts about, is there a God, and if there is, who he or she is, and it's a lot of different ideas, and it's really no different than just about any other time on the earth. There's always been false religions, there's always been a counterfeit. But in Psalm 115 it says, in verse 1, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. And if you'll turn over to the book of Acts, a passage that I love, Acts chapter 17, where Paul is in Athens, and as was his custom, he would go to the synagogue and he would reason with people from the Old Testament, from the Scriptures, about Christ. And starting in verse 15, it says, "And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timotheus for to come to him, with all speed they departed. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, 'What will this babbler say?' Others some, 'He seemeth to be a setter forth of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection.' And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus," or the Areopagus, "saying, 'May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, "To the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is served with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commendeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, 'We will hear thee of this matter again.' So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Demarius, and others with him." So he wasn't even able, it seems, to finish. Once he got to the resurrection, there was quite a commotion, a stir, and he was interrupted. Our God is not a God made by man's hands, silver and gold, in great contrast to the idols, to every other false religion of gods that have eyes and ears and noses and mouth and feet and hands, but aren't alive. Our God sees perfectly. He has spoken through His Word. He works in our lives. And He says, in verse 27, that they should seek the Lord. I see this for believers and non-believers alike. As a non-believer, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel or grope after Him. I get this picture of a blind person and how they might have their cane and they're tapping and feeling the curb and the road, and they would feel the objects in a room and they're groping. And that God would be so close that all they have to do is reach out to feel for Him, and He can be found. It's true for the believer too. We have been brought close. We were far away, but He has brought us close.